RG3 or Tom Brady?
I mean, now you get some.
Why?
The answer was different a week ago.
What?
It was different a week ago. I would have told
We're on the air right now, by the way, in case you guys.
I would have told you a week ago that it was Tom Brady.
It's still Tom Brady.
Nope.
You go ahead and make that mistake.
Oh, wait, actually, I have Brady Michael.
All right,
we're
so
off and running.
RG3 or Stafford?
You know what? Maybe I should put Brady or RG3 ahead of Brady. Not that I just like, you know, top of my head, that was what I told you. I love that potential, I'm telling you. We'll talk about it.
Stafford?
I love Stafford.
Stafford or who?
Wait, where's Brady these days?
Brady's like 9.
Really that low?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. So then, who's RG3 ahead of now? Who do we move him ahead of?
Foles for sure.
Foles for sure.
RG3 is top 10.
Cam. We have RG3 ranked 10th in all three of our rankings.
DeSean Jackson or Pierre Garçon?
Oh, Garçon.
Yeah.
Jackson going to take a huge hit going there.
Really?
Huge hit, huh?
Huge hit.
Yeah, you got him down at, what, 25 out of your top 24?
That's right.
You've got Golden Tate ahead of him.
That's right.
Why Garçon over Jackson?
The last time Jackson played with a legitimate number two receiver, you know what his numbers were? Not very good.
What was it? He just didn't score the touchdowns, but he had the yards?
Yeah, he barely had the yards.
Yeah.
He's just not that great of a receiver. He had a great situation.
And he's also going to be very inconsistent. Like, I like him enough to call him a number two fantasy wide receiver.
Yeah, he's you know, you should start considering him around 20, 22.
Yeah, I got him a little bit higher than that, but he's going to drive you nuts.
Garçon, for sure.
I like Garçon better, too.
Garçon's still a top 12 receiver for me.
Sorry, I got distracted. We have a draft coming up in 1 minute.
What was it?
Our boss is asking me a question, so I'm trying to answer it.
Should we just pause life as we know it?
No, that's okay. Let's talk about what we're about to do. We're about to do a draft. We're about to do a live mock draft. Yeah. I've got the second pick. Jamie has the sixth pick. Dave has the 10th.
I'm picking 10th. Was that, yeah, authentic, or were you just doing that because you're a host and you're supposed to, like, spice things up?
If that were the case, I would have said, we've got a live mock draft coming up, Dave. That's when I'm fake enthused.
You know what?
I'm really enthused about this.
I'm excited about this draft, too, and I was wondering if it was unnatural because it's April 3rd. Like, the draft is in more than a month. I'm excited, too.
No, it's not unnatural. I mean, this is huge. Obviously, we have free agency, and I have to mute my sound here because the draft room's yelling at me. We have free agency, and we had the DeSean Jackson deal, and now I'm on the clock.
Right.
So
why don't you take a few seconds and think about who you're going
well,
to
say.
You're picking second. If it takes you a few seconds.
All right, yeah, obviously true. I'm taking C.J. Spiller here.
Smart.
What is this, last year's draft room? It is, right?
Yes.
The rankings? All right. So yes. LeSean McCoy, number two. Jamal Charles, number one to Jeff Tobin. LeSean McCoy, number two to me. No, this is a good time to draft, and just so everybody knows – you might have heard the whole I like wide receivers thing. Well, not if I have the second overall pick in the draft, so easy pick there. All right, who goes third?
I would have taken Matt Forte ahead of LeSean McCoy because I'm crazy. So the fact that he's still out there means that he'd be who I would
take.
That's
not crazy. He's the third best player. If you would have taken Monte Ball third, that'd be crazy.
Does McCoy take a hit with the Jackson?
No, I think they're going to be more run heavy.
All right.
So his numbers just still stay about where they are.
Was Nick Foles your biggest faller in your rankings?
Yeah, the move.
Because of that move, definitely.
I was nervous about him to begin with. I mean, again, you look at his numbers last year. He was so good. The 27 touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns, 2 interceptions. That was bound to change. I mean, the numbers would still stay the same because it would be a 16-game sample size. I would assume 27 touchdowns is about where he would be, probably closer to 30. But, you know, 2 interceptions is hard to do. It's hard to duplicate that.
Right. But that's only – even if you make it 14 interceptions, you're talking about 25 fewer fantasy points.
Dave, how do you feel about that?
It does knock him down. I don't like that DeSean Jackson's not in that offense anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's going to scare – that won't scare off defenses.
I'm struggling keeping Foles in my top 12.
Well, I think
he's 12 right now.
I think they'll probably draft a wide receiver, and this is apparently one of the deepest – wide receiver draft. By the way, our draft is on hold.
But it's resumed.
Adrian Peterson.
But if that receiver's last name is not Watkins, I don't know what type of an impact he'll be.
What about Mike
he'll
Evans?
Help.
He's going to be really early.
You know what? I stand corrected. And they like Evans in Philadelphia.
I don't think they're going
to
get him.
I think they'd have to make some crazy trade to get him, and I just don't think they'll be willing to do that.
The draft is back on. It's a 12-team standard league, right? No PPR?
No PPR.
Yep. It's one quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, flex, tight end, kicker, defense. Flex can be a wide receiver, running back, or a tight end. So it's standard. And the first 4 picks are Charles McCoy, Peterson, Forte, Lacey, and Jamie Eisenberg is on the clock. Jamie, how are you today?
I'm great, and I'm going to change this up a little bit and take the best wide receiver in football.
All right. Victor Cruz to Jamie Eisenberg in round one. Calvin Johnson off the board to Jamie Eisenberg.
And so now what are you thinking about for round two, Jamie? Because now that you've locked up Calvin Johnson.
I'll go running back my next two picks unless there's, you know, a top
just like
five
an amazing value. Right. Like,
five receiver there.
You kind of have to commit to that.
1,000% not taking a quarterback anytime soon.
And Dave, what's your strategy at number 10?
It's going to be a running back. I can tell you what my cue's at right now if it weren't completely out of order. I would imagine that my cue, if it were in order, would read Lynch, Ball, Morris, Geo, Murray.
Lynch is gone.
So I'm not going to be able to get him then.
Did you guys?
Oh, Lynch just went.
Do your podcast after the No Sean Marino news, or was that?
No, we talked about it last week.
Okay, yeah. So Bonte Ball, obviously.
Yeah. Like, I would be very happy taking him. And I think that there's people out there that would be stunned to see Monte Ball as a first-round pick.
Really?
Yes, because they remember last year and how he didn't make it happen last year. And they'll be scared to invest a first-round pick in him. There's actually one other player that's out there that I'll take that I didn't say.
Well, neither of us are picking, so you can go ahead and say it.
Oh, well, that's right. It's Jimmy Graham.
Oh, okay.
The fact that Graham is still not taken and we're at pick 8.
Oh, ooh,
Peyton
okay.
Peyton Manning goes 8th overall.
Marshawn Lynch went 7th after Calvin Johnson. Peyton Manning goes 8th.
Tough call here.
So you could have Graham and Ball.
It's going to come down to Graham or Ball. I'm 2 picks away.
Where's Doug Martin There's for you guys?
One, or actually, one pick away.
Like, he said he's healthy.
He's.
Where should we start looking at Doug Martin?
End of the first round for me. I hope he gets back to me in the second round. I love that. What Lovie Smith has been saying and
yeah, there goes Jimmy
the way
Graham.
That this offense is going to
work. All right.
Jimmy Graham goes 9, Dave, so that takes some of the suspense away.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Monte Ball for me. And what I was talking about is that a running back who's in this Denver offense playing next to Peyton Manning, we talked about how safeties are going to have to play back against Washington. We really didn't get into that. Maybe we did last week.
I think you should just pick.
I'm just explaining it.
Well, just so we can get the, for the draft room purposes. Then you can explain.
Are you telling me what to do?
Well, I want to get as many rounds in as possible. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Fantasy Football Today, the podcast. Monte Ball's off the board.
I think there is 1,400 total yard, 10 touchdown potential for Monte Ball. But I'm drafting him assuming that the Broncos are done at running back or they draft somebody with a late-round pick, that there isn't somebody who's going to come in and be a legitimate threat to Monte Ball. And the coaches are talking him up like they believe he's going to be very, very good, much better than he was last year. As far as talent goes, I think he's good. I don't think he's amazing.
Nathan took
Josh I think Gordon. It's going to be worth a first-round pick. That was surprising 11th. To me that he took Gordon 11th.
Herkham's Why? Got picks 12
Because I don't
13.
Think Herk was going to look at Josh Gordon at 12, 13.
Never know. Obviously, he has a running back in mind that he probably wants, so he thinks he can get him.
Well, the thing about taking Gordon there, unless you want to go two wide receivers, but is there a big difference between Josh Gordon and, say, Demaryius Thomas, Brandon
Nathan
Marshall,
has Gordon
AJ
number
Green?
One, so in his mind, yes, there is.
Well, is there? I mean,
I
he has a
I
number
don't think
one.
So.
But
I struggle with the Demaryius Thomas and Josh Gordon at the 2-3 spot for me. And, you know, it's going to depend on the quarterback situation for Cleveland because they take a hit with the coordinator because North Turner was great for Josh Gordon. Not that Kyle Shanahan will be horrible for him, but it's not the same scenario, not the same offense.
I just think that if you're sitting there at the back end of round one and Calvin Johnson's off the board and you're thinking, I'm going to go with a running back and a wide receiver with these two picks, I think you should probably take the running back first because unless you really like Josh Gordon a lot more than Demaryius and A.J. Green and whoever else you
Someone
might have
will
up there.
Someone will be sitting there in round two.
Yeah, right. You'll get the other one. All right, so Herk goes Drew Brees, Doug Martin, and Dave, you're on deck. And Arian Foster goes
I'm
to
I'm getting
Nathan.
Alfred Morris. I'm not even thinking twice about it. I see Aaron Rodgers out there. That's somebody I like a lot, but I would take Morris even ahead of him. I love his position right now in Washington now that DeSean Jackson's there. I think the same numbers are possible for Alf as there are, as I said there would be for Monte Ball. 1,400 total yards, 10 touchdowns. I think you're going to see Morris have a sensational year. I love him.
Over an elite wide receiver.
Over an elite wide receiver. So I'm probably going to look at wide receiver in round three.
All right, we go Giovanni Bernard after Alfred Morris. So Doug Martin, Arian Foster, Alfred Morris, and Giovanni Bernard are the first four picks of round two.
I was hoping Gio was going to fall.
Gio would have been my pick if Alf had been taken.
I really got to study the rankings here. I'm behind. I'm in baseball mode. I know I'm going to take at least one wide receiver, And I might go wide receiver Julius Thomas if that happens.
All right, so why don't you think about that? Jamie, yeah. You're up in two picks. What's your queue looking like?
I have too much going on to worry about my queue.
Jamie wants running backs.
He's
here.
He's tweeting.
So let me – C.J. Spiller, Trent Richardson, Ray Rice, Stephen Ridley,
I'll probably
Chris
go
DeMarco Johnson.
Murray if it comes to me.
All right.
That's a great pick. You want to take him for you? You got it.
Am I up?
You're up.
Yeah, I'll go Zach Stacy.
Le'Veon Bell
over DeMarco Murray.
I'm sorry. DeMarco Murray, excuse me.
Would you have gone Le'Veon Bell over DeMarco Murray?
1,000% I would have gone Le'Veon Bell.
All right. So Jamie's on the clock, and he's about to take DeMarco Murray. So now you have Calvin Johnson and DeMarco Murray.
Love it.
It's a great start.
Larry Harstein is on the clock. Larry's first pick was... Does anybody know?
Oh, sorry.
Larry's first pick was Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy. So
fifth
Larry's
overall.
And he's in an interesting spot now because he'll pick early enough in round five where there's going to be a very quality receiver there or potentially Aaron Rodgers. So I don't know if he necessarily has to take a wideout. He could probably go running back and start with two running backs.
By the way, did Arian Foster go too early?
No, I don't think so. Early second round.
I would have taken Gio over him and certainly Le'Veon Bell over him, but
yep.
I'm fine with Arian Foster.
All right, I think now you're going to have maybe a run on wide receivers. Demaryius Thomas goes.
Oh, that's interesting. So he did take a receiver. I think he could have gotten a receiver almost as strong as Demaryius in round three. I think anybody who
totally
is picking late in round two. I love Demaryius, but the drop-off from him to, the Brandon Marshalls of the world, I don't see that as being very steep.
Who's the best running back in Miami, by the way? Is it Noshon?
Like, if I'm splitting hairs between Demaryius Thomas versus Marshall or versus A.J.
You would have gone quarterback there?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I would have gone running back. And then my third-round pick would have either been one of the stud receivers or Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, where are we here?
We're
Jadarian Darce
is
on the clock. He's
studio.
Taking forever.
Who?
Jadarian Darce.
Oh, they said Jamie. Excuse
no,
me.
Jamie. Jadarian Darce on the clock. So Demaryius Thomas just went off the board.
Adam, what's your queue looking like here?
Three wide receivers. Julio Jones, Brandon Marshall, and Dez Bryant. Reggie Bush and Aaron Rodgers.
Was Zach Stacy up
there?
He
wasn't, only because I wasn't thinking about him. But he just went to Darce.
He'll be offended that you weren't thinking about him.
I think Alshon Jeffrey goes. All right, I
ahead
think I'm
of
going
Brandon
to take,
Marshall.
All right, so here I got three wide receivers.
That's
Marshall, Julio
pick.
Jones, and Dez Bryant, and I have one running back, Reggie Bush. Let's see. I think I'm going to go with Reggie Bush here, and then I'm going to wait and get a wide receiver. No, I'm going to go two wide receivers. I'm going to stick with my theory. I'm going to see how it turns out. I want to see how it turns out, and I'll take more running backs later.
Is
so I'm
Bush
going,
the best running back left?
Yeah, him or Ryan Matthews.
So already the position is starting to look a little weak, and then once those guys go, it'll start to look even weaker.
Yeah, pretty crummy. And those guys both have, some injury concern. So I'm going to go Brandon Marshall there after I took LeSean McCoy in the first round.
Okay.
Dez Bryant goes to Jeff Tobin, who took Jamal Charles and Julio Jones. Well, that's great. So now those wide receivers that I wanted are gone. So I think now the
do you
best...
double back for the Reggie Bush?
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do.
Who's the best available wide receiver left?
Andre Johnson, Fitzgerald, Randall Cobb, Roddy White, Victor Cruz, Garcon.
What about Jordy? Is he still out there?
Jordy Nelson's still there. Yep.
So you don't like
Antonio Brown's still there.
You don't like those guys.
Not nearly as much as I like Dez and Julio. So I see a tear drop off there. That's why I'm going, oh! Or do I go Aaron Rodgers? Or do I go Julius Thomas?
That's the better pick.
Yep, that's what I'm doing. I'm going Julius Thomas.
I wouldn't have gone Julius Thomas.
I love it.
Why?
Because tight ends are hard to find, elite ones like that. He's only going to get better without Eric Decker there. It's a great pick, round three. I would have taken it if he fell to me.
That was a tough one between Bush, Rodgers, and Julius Thomas. Okay, so let's recap round two here. And round two was started with a bunch of running backs. Sorry, they were Doug Martin, Arian Foster, Alfred Morris, Gio Bernard, Le'Veon Bell, A.J. Green, DeMarco Murray, Demaryius Thomas, Zach Stacy, Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, and Dez Bryant. Anything really jump out there?
Alshon ahead of Brandon Marshall.
Yep.
Very curious as to...
I'm glad to see people are waiting on quarterbacks. That makes me happy.
Yeah, but now we're to the point where Aaron Rodgers in the third round was a real tough one to pass.
Now they should start to come off the board. Totally agree. It's a tough decision to make, but this is where they should start to go.
Oh, Oh, sorry.
What's with these noises?
You watching soccer again?
No,
or
I'm watching
hockey, whatever it was.
I'm watching baseball. I got some fantasy impact there. Chris Towers is on the clock. He is the one who drafted Alshon Jeffrey ahead of Brandon Marshall, and he also took Matt. He took who did he take third overall over Matt Forte?
That was Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson. All right. So he's got a running back and a wide receiver, and he's got 20 seconds to pick. Chris, what's it going to be? How you guys doing today? Everybody doing good?
I'd go running back if I were him.
All right, that's probably more important.
Yeah, Rodgers wouldn't be bad either. Yeah, he took Reggie Bush. It was a smart pick because that position is dying out, and by the time he's back up in round four, it's going to get pretty gross.
So who's the next group of running backs to go? Like Spiller, Matthews, who else is in that group here?
Ray Rice might be in that group. Andre Ellington is definitely in that group, assuming Jamie doesn't take him in a few seconds. Yeah. Ben Tate might be a temptation. Chris Johnson might be a temptation there. Steven Ridley. But we're talking about, you know, running backs that, you know, they've got a flaw. They're not guys that we're feeling real good about.
Well, okay. Who's the guy to target in Tennessee?
Right now, he might not even be on the roster.
Sean Green.
Gotcha.
They're not going to go with Sean Green.
Well, for the time being, they are. If you're doing a draft right now, Sean Green's going to be the guy you want to look at.
I asked Chris in the little chat box in our draft room how come he took Alshon ahead of Marshall. Here's his answer. You know, it's just a hunch, but I like him moving forward. Touchdowns are kind of random, so give me the 150-plus yards. I don't necessarily agree with that. I like both receivers. I probably would have gone with Brandon Marshall.
Here's what we've seen in round three. We've seen Julio Jones. So, by the way, the number one pick, Jeff Tobin, has Jamal Charles, Dez Bryant, Julio Jones.
It's pretty good.
Julio Jones, Julius Thomas, Reggie Bush, Jordy Nelson, Aaron Rodgers, Andre Ellington, C.J. Spiller. It just looks weird to me to see Andre Ellington as a third-round pick.
It's very weird. And, you know, a lot of people are going to look at it, and I'm tweeting it as we, you know, doing the draft, and I know I'm going to get a lot of, really, you took Andre Ellington in the third round. But, you know, I like upside. I think Andre Ellington showed last year. Look, in a shared role with Rashard Mendenhall, he was the number 23 fantasy running back, 24 fantasy running back. Now he's getting presumably another bump in carries of somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 to 90. He's going to be even more dynamic as a receiver. And they're improving their offensive line. So the touchdown is really the thing you have to worry about. But to me, he's got C.J. Spiller written all over him. And if you look at the numbers last year, remember we talked about C.J. Spiller last season? It was 6 yards a carry and 10 yards a catch. You know what Ellington was last year? Led all running backs that had at least 100 carries with 5.5 yards per carry, 9.5 yards per catch. Well, very similar skill set. I think he's got the potential.
Is he an every down?
He doesn't have to be an every down back.
Every down back,
C.J. Spiller that year had 200 carries. That's all you need. 200 carries, he's going to be 50-plus catches. So give me 250-plus touches with that potential of his playmaking ability. You know, and I know I'm a little bit jaded because I spent some time with him. I watched him work out. You know, I talked to Bruce Arians about him at the owner's meeting. I know I get a little bullish on some of these guys when I start to, you know, hear them and talk to them and all that stuff. But I'm excited about Andre Ellington. So I'll gamble on that in the third round over Ryan Matthews, who to me is trending down, over C.J. Spiller, who you don't know what you're going to get. Certainly over Ben Tate at this point, over Ray Rice at this point, certainly over Chris Johnson at this
point. Why is Ryan Matthews trending down?
Because they added Donald Brown.
And I'd like to make a point on Ellington, too. Arizona's offensive line is going to be significantly better this year. And that offense as a whole should be significantly better in the second year. And the fact that Ellington right now is in a position to kind of lead the charge on the ground, there could be, you know, I've thrown around the 1,400 total yard number. I think that's possible for him. I don't know if the touchdowns will be anywhere close to 10, but it could be like 7. 1,407, that might be an aggressive projection for Ellington, but I think it's possible. He's very talented.
Here's round three. Julio Jones, Julius Thomas, Reggie Bush, Jordy Nelson, Aaron Rodgers, Andre Ellington to Jamie, C.J. Spiller, Rob Gronkowski, too early?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe. Randall Cobb to Joe Polito. Antonio Brown to Dave. I don't like this pick from Nathan. Vincent Jackson.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. I'd rather have Garcon. Probably rather have Crabtree.
I agree. But, I mean, you know, this is...
Yeah, there's a couple of receivers I would have taken ahead of Jack.
Wes Welker's still there. I don't know. Well, it just doesn't excite me.
I think you'll see better quarterback play from Tampa Bay, but I also think that that team's going to be a little more run oriented than they were last year. So it's kind of a mixed bag for VJack at this point.
Take us through your pick, Dave, of Antonio Brown and your
team
right now.
You know, I didn't love the pick. I needed a stud wide receiver. He's ranked 10th for me among wideouts. I think he's going to get targeted like crazy in Pittsburgh. So I'm just going to ride the volume there with Antonio Brown.
That's one thing that surprised me about Nathan not taking Ben Tate, because he's very high on Ben Tate, you know, being as close to the Browns as he is. And he could have taken Tate and probably come back and had his choice of Garcon or Vincent Jackson or Crabtree or whoever you want to argue.
Oh, right. And Garcon and Ben Tate just went right after Nathan and before Nathan to Michael Hurkum, who has a good team. Drew Brees, Ben Tate, Doug Martin, Pierre Garcon.
Yeah, it's a pretty good start for him. I'm in a tough spot here. Originally, I was looking at wide receiver. Crabtree is the highest ranked receiver left on my board. And as I look at the wideouts that are left, I think that there's a chance one of them could make it back to me in round 5. I don't know if I'm going to gamble. I've learned my lesson about gambling in drafts, so I'm probably leaning toward Crabtree. But I see Ryan Matthews still out there, and that's an appealing flex for my team. I look at Vernon Davis still out there, and that's a tight end that I think, you know, is going to solidify a roster spot too. So I'll see what Nathan does. Matthews is probably third on this list for me, even though there's definitely appeal there. I might go with Vernon Davis if Nathan passes on him.
Okay.
What do you think? Davis versus Crabtree.
Who's the next tight end there? Who's the next tight end available?
I go Pitta.
Yeah, like to me, there's a drop off.
Right. Yeah, I think I
would. And I actually have Davis ranked ahead of Gronk. Like, I would have loved to have taken Gronk here.
Yeah, I would.
So I'm talking myself into Vernon Davis, is basically what I'm saying.
How about you, Jamie?
What would I do here?
Yeah.
I would take Matthews.
Oh, actually, I would take Matthews.
Well, sorry. I already have two running backs. There are some running backs I like later on. I'm going with Vernon Davis.
I can't disagree with that pick. So the first three picks of round 4 are Ben Tate, Larry Fitzgerald, and Vernon Davis.
But it's interesting to see how everybody's kind of soft on Ryan Matthews. He had this awesome year, and now he's in a contract year. But just the addition of Donald Brown in San Diego, coupled with what we know about Matthews' past, is making him slide.
Trent Richardson, where should he be taken? Is he a good pick for me at the end of round 4 as my number
Depends
two
who's
back.
There. I think that's too soon. But, you know, look, they're obviously going all in with him. The only guy that they brought on their roster so far is Ahmad Bradshaw, who is coming off neck surgery. They're getting Vic Ballard back from a torn ACL. They're probably going to address the position in the draft or, you know, some sort of undrafted free agent. But clearly they made a huge investment in him last year that they're not just going to pass on. So, you know, if you're looking for flex, yes. Round 4, no. I wouldn't do it round 4.
Okay.
Or round 5. I think that's still too soon.
Really? Well, but that's the thing. Like, if you're picking second, like I am, second overall pick, I'm not getting him in round 6. He's not coming back.
Somebody that I would probably try and gamble on to see if he'd come back to you in the next swing.
I feel like he's going to have a bounce back. I mean, look, this is where I wanted
to... It can't be worse.
yeah, but this is where I wanted to target Ryan Matthews last year, beginning of round 5.
Yeah, look, if you're the type of owner who buys into Trent Richardson bouncing back, then this is the spot you take him.
I do to a degree, yeah. So the other running backs that I'd be considering are Matthews. I'd definitely take
Matthews. Not getting past me, so you can take that off your table.
All right, I'll just say
that. I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
No, I didn't figure he would. By the way, after Vernon Davis, Michael Crabtree goes. Trent Richardson, Stephen Ridley, Ray Rice, Shane Vereen. I'm just not seeing anyone I really love here. And then you've got like the Gerharts of the world, the Rashad Jennings, Frank Gore. I'd probably take Frank Gore. What about No'Shawn here, guys?
Again, for me, too soon, but I can understand, you know, if this is the type of, you know, move you want to make.
I don't really believe in No'Shawn.
Then you probably shouldn't take him.
Yeah.
It's not good to draft players that you don't really like.
See, at this point in the draft, Jamie, are you up? You're on deck. So what are you going to do, Jamie?
Well, if I'm going running back, the next guy I have here is Stephen Ridley. I know Larry Hartstein's very high on him, who picks after me, so he probably is going to take Ridley if I pass, which is, you know, again, something that he can do, because there's some other running backs that I would consider on the way back to me if I go receiver. I was hoping Crabtree was going to fall.
Matthews did not fall.
No, Matthews did not fall. So if I don't take Ridley here, the next guy that I, the two other guys that I would hope to fall to me, if you take, well, I shouldn't tell you because you're going to take them. So,
well,
can I make a comment on Matthews? The fact that our boss Peter Madden got him after taking Peyton Manning in round one, it's going to save his draft. Because now his lineup
I think getting Le'Veon Bell in round two saved.
Well, listen, that helped a lot too. But big. Manning, Le'Veon, Ryan Matthews, and then Gronk is the wild card at tight end. He doesn't have a wide receiver yet, but he was able to build a really good roster in rounds two through four, even after taking Peyton in the first round. So I think that might be – Jamie, would you agree that that could end up being a best-case scenario for somebody who takes a quarterback early, what he's done? And maybe if you're playing Gronk with another wide receiver.
If you would have gone Le'Veon 1, Peyton 2, that's probably the way most people are going to draft.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get behind that, too.
So here's kind of what I'm struggling with. So, Jamie, you took – oh, damn you. Took Andre Johnson. So Jamie's team right now is
– family
is, Andre Ellington, DeMarco Murray, Calvin Johnson, and Andre Johnson. Usually at this point I'd have two receivers, but I took a tight end. So now I don't know if I should go running backs or receivers here, but whatever. Let's see what's going on. Our last few picks have been Larry Fitzgerald, Vernon Davis, Michael Crabtree, Ryan Matthews, Frank Gore, and Andre Johnson.
Super.
I don't want to pick on Nathan because he's the man and all, but he's got like three out of his four picks are guys that I don't know that I'd pick.
Run it down for me.
Arian Foster. Well, Josh Gordon won. Arian Foster, Vincent Jackson, and Larry Fitzgerald. I just see a lot of downside with Foster, Jackson, and Fitzgerald.
That's an interesting pick by Larry.
Who'd Larry take? Oh, Rashad Jennings.
I like Jennings. No, I don't know if I like him in round four, though.
Am I crazy with my Nathan thoughts?
Well, I mean, he took three guys who are older and may have put their best years already out on the field, along with Gordon.
I don't have a problem with Gordon Foster. I would have done it the reverse way, most likely, but, you know, I don't have a problem with it. Fitzgerald Jackson's a little strange for a standard draft.
Yeah.
Especially
I think
he's
the
also,
Jackson pick is what's really throwing
he's,
everybody
he's
off.
A Ben Tate guy, and he's a Stephen Ridley guy. And the fact that he took both these receivers over those two surprises me.
Okay, we've got Jay Darren Darst on the clock.
If he does, he doesn't read his email, so I can't.
Darst has Forte and Stacy, and he has Jordy Nelson. We got some good wide receivers left. We got Victor Cruz, Keenan Allen, Wes Welker.
Yeah, I struggle with Andre and Keenan Allen. And
Stephen Ridley goes.
Keenan Allen to me makes me a little nervous.
Really?
Yeah, he championed him last year.
Well, that was last year. This year, it's, you know, now there's enough eyes on him. There's, you know, an offense that's run heavy. And I think he's good. You know, it's just it comes down to the feel of Keenan Allen, Larry Fitzgerald, Andre Johnson. Right now I have Allen ranked ahead of them, but I'm going to move Allen behind them.
I just have absolutely no idea who to pick here. Stephen Ridley off the board. Now Chris Johnson goes. All right, so I've got...
What position are you looking at?
Running back. I have McCoy, Brandon Marshall, and Julius Thomas. Trent Richardson, Ray Rice, no Sean Marino are available. Steven Jackson, MJD. I mean, I'm thinking Ray Rice.
Yeah,
I
mean,
don't
I think,
like Ray Rice.
Listen, the fact that you can get him in round four, that really lowers the risk. And I think there's definitely room for him to improve. He's lost weight already this offseason. And I think bringing in Gary Kubiak, who's a guy who's habitually leaned on running backs, could help him at least get back into the swing of things. I don't know if he'll be the guy that he was two, 3 years ago. But I think he'll be better than the guy that we saw last year. He'll be somewhere in between.
All right, Ray Rice, I took him. Okay, thank you. I feel better about that now.
Yeah, I think that's actually 47th overall. Ray Rice, I mean, he's been a first-round pick the last 3 years.
I think I'm going to take Trent Richardson next, unless I go wide receiver. Some good ones left.
I don't know about that.
All right, so maybe I wait and I take.
Like,
I
loved
take
him
Richardson
last year,
here.
And I'm scared to death.
Maybe you wait. You aim for the Gerhardt. Jennings
is gone. Usually this is where we'd name
him. Jordan Todman, that group.
Jordan Todman?
You're up.
Jordan Todman, is he not the starting running back?
No. Toby Gerhardt.
That's what I meant.
Matthew Stafford and Shane Vereen.
Who am I thinking of? Gerhardt, who's another guy that's recently emerged? All right, I'll have to check who I'm talking about. But I'm going with
What about Knowshon? Did he get taken?
No, he's there. I don't trust him.
I don't trust him either, but I think this is about the point in the draft where you start might where you
this
might start
the
seeing.
Point in the draft.
Yeah.
I'm going to go best player available, and I think who do you guys like? Welker, Cruz, James Jones?
Yeah. Well,
I think I'm going to go Welker here or Keenan Allen. Who's going to be?
I'd go Allen. He's number
one
on my
team. Allen's a good pick.
All right, here. Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
So Matthew Stafford went at the end of round four, and the first pick of round five was Shane Vereen. Let's recap round four for everyone. Round four was Ben Tate, Larry Fitzgerald, Vernon Davis, Michael Crabtree, Ryan Matthews, Frank Gore, Andre Johnson, Rashad Jennings, Stephen Ridley, Chris Johnson, Ray Rice, and Matthew Stafford. Our teams through four rounds. Jamie has DeMarco Murray, Andre Ellington, Calvin Johnson, and Andre Johnson. Dave has Monte Ball, Alfred Morris, Antonio Brown, and Vernon Davis. I have LeSean McCoy, Ray Rice, Brandon Marshall, and Keenan Allen. Who's do you like best? Oh, no, I'm wrong. Sorry. I have LeSean McCoy, Ray Rice, Brandon Marshall, and Julius Thomas. Keenan Allen was my fifth round pick.
I think you're off to a great start, Adam.
Yeah,
I think
so. Great team.
Who's do you like the best of the three? I think I like Dave's.
I like mine. I know a lot of people out there are going to be scared of Monte Ball. I like him. For now, as of today, I think he's going to be a fantastic guy this year for fantasy.
Do you have any fears for Monte Ball?
No.
Okay, next
as of today,
picks.
No.
After Shane Vereen and Keenan
we have
Allen.
To preface it all by saying as of today.
Well, Toby Gerhart, Cordarrelle Patterson.
The second Denver brings in another back, it's, well, blah, 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 blah. This all changes. I mean, there's potential that they could get a veteran to come in and push Monte Ball, or they spend a second or a third round pick again on a running back that's going to cut into Ball's opportunities. And, you know, part of the allure with Ball is the fact that there really isn't anybody else there. And you can make a case for C.J. Anderson maybe, but there really is no one there that could go in there and get 175 touches.
Okay.
Someone that would cut Monte Ball down to a number where he's at like 225. Total touches on the year.
How about this wide receiver run in round five?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Keenan Allen, Toby Gerhart, Cordarrelle Patterson, Cruz, Joik Bell, DeSean Jackson.
Each of those last six picks were guys that I would have loved to have taken in round five.
Oh, you don't like it because you wanted
it. I love those guys. I love all those guys.
Yeah, it's good wide receiver value there.
Yeah. So now I'm looking at somebody like Edelman, Wes Welker, Percy Harvin. I might punt on wide receiver until the next round.
Are you guys happy that you punted on quarterback so far?
Of course.
I'm waiting for one to slip. You know, the highest ranked quarterback I have left that's still out there is Matt Ryan. I don't think round five is a great value for him. I'm applying my rule from last year. I need to see a quarterback where I just can't believe he's still there in order for me to take him. And when I get that, I'll be more excited.
I kind of felt that way about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
round
right.
Three.
Exactly.
That was a tough call. Jamie, who'd you just take?
Joik Bell.
Why?
There's going to be more of a 50-50 split, if not a 60-40 split, in favor of Joik Bell for the Lions. That doesn't mean Reggie Bush is going to be bad, but Joik Bell is going to get a ton of carries. He's going to probably lead them in rushing touchdowns. I don't think that's a stretch. And you saw what he was able to do as a receiver last year. So this offense is going to be extremely explosive, and he could be the quote-unquote bell cow of the running back committee there.
Yeah.
So Joik Bell, to me, is somebody you want to target as a flex. I like him better than Chris Johnson right now. So no matter where Chris Johnson ends up. So I think Joik Bell is poised for a breakout season if you want to consider that possible based on the way that he played last year.
All right, Dave, what are you thinking here in your next pick, which is coming up next?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on the clock. Wes Welker just went off the board. Oh, I bet you had him in your queue, didn't you?
No, I don't. I actually have a receiver sleeper in my queue, and that's it. I don't really love Edelman here. I don't love Harvin here. I don't love Tate here.
And I hope any of those guys you just named get back to me.
Oh, yeah, Harvin. I'm actually putting Harvin in my queue right now.
Right. So, but they're not going to get back to you because I picked before you in round six.
Well,
so
you're not going to take all three.
I'm kicking wide receiver down to round six.
Fair.
I'm looking at Knowshon.
Nathan's not taking the receiver.
And I just, I'm grossed out by Knowshon. But I think he might be the best available non-quarterback left on my board.
So why don't you take a quarterback?
Because I don't know.
Matt Ryan here is good.
You're trying to talk me into
it. If any of those receivers don't get back to me or running back that I don't like, I'm taking you, Matt Ryan. Why don't you go Gerhardt? You're a Gerhardt guy.
He's gone. Right. I would have taken him already.
I'm surprised Gerhardt went in round
There's
five.
There's too many good quarterbacks. I'm taking Knowshon just because of the running back position drying up.
Not
He's going to be
Jackson?
My flex.
Not Steven Jackson?
He was picked, wasn't he?
Nope.
Back it out.
Back
oh, no,
it,
no never out, mind. I'll still take Knowshon.
Over Steven Jackson?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's your take on the Raiders running
back?
Nope,
I'm
right
changing
now?
My mind again. I'm going with Steven Jackson.
Your take on the Raiders running back? I mean, at some point, McFadden seems like a decent gamble.
Well, Jones-Drew is probably the guy you want to look at there as opposed to McFadden.
Yeah, either one.
Yeah, it's going to be a game. He's in that Trent Rich and Knowshon Moreno conversation. You know, guys you really don't want, but you'll settle for.
Right. Like, it's a lesser of two evils between Knowshon and Steven Jackson for me. And I was under the impression Steven Jackson went.
Oh, well, you were wrong.
Yeah, well.
Sucker.
I still ended up with him on my team, so I'm a happy camper.
So you took Steven Jackson. Chris Ivory goes to Nathan. Julian Edelman and Percy Harvin go to Herc. He's listening right now. And we
well,
begin round six.
There's still
six.
Receivers left that I like.
Round five. We're only through round five, huh? Round five looked like this. Vereen, Keenan Allen, Toby Gerhardt, Cordarrelle Patterson, Victor Cruz, Joique Bell, DeSean Jackson, Roddy White, Wes Welker, Steven Jackson, and Chris Ivory, and Julian Edelman. Any thoughts?
I like the Edelman pick. I like Steven Jackson pick much better than the Knowshon pick.
Me too.
DeSean Jackson too early, in my opinion.
Roddy White?
I'm fine with DeSean Jackson there. I would have taken him.
Roddy White's fine.
That's all right. There's a lot of receivers. I like
huge bounce back year coming for all those Falcons.
Okay. Trent Richardson goes to Nathan Zagura.
I'm pulling the trigger on Matt Ryan. I just can't. I can't bring myself to take Golden Tate in round six. I'm sure
Golden
Jamie
Tate.
Will.
I'm absolutely taking Golden Tate. False to me.
Yeah. And I like him a lot too.
Yeah. I'm taking Golden Tate.
Part
or
of me was
Sanders
thinking about going right back to Knowshon and loading up with four running backs, but I'm not passing on Matt Ryan. Just like Jamie said, there's a big bounce back year coming for all these Falcons.
Yeah, I'm taking either Golden Tate or Emmanuel Sanders over Foster.
Who is the best? By the way, can I take Sammy Watkins, or is that illegal?
You can. It will not count, but you can.
Who's the best Colts wide receiver?
It's still Wayne, but I don't love any
Hilton.
Of them. You do? Do you think so?
Yeah,
I don't know how much he plays.
I wouldn't touch Reggie Wayne.
I don't really want to touch any of them.
You don't have
to. I probably have the veterans, the older guys, ranked too high as it is. I like Hilton the best. I think I wait for him.
He's going to get single coverage where he didn't have it last year because of Reggie Wayne's injury. Going to be great.
What do you think about? Okay,
I don't know how much he's going to play.
Dave takes Matt Ryan.
He's going to play plenty.
Joe takes.
That team's not dumb enough to keep their best players off the field.
Dave takes Matt Ryan. Joe takes Colin Kaepernick. Thoughts on Kaepernick right after Ryan like that?
Love it.
That's fine.
I would have taken him ahead of Ryan.
Darren Sproles to Peter Madden.
Too early.
Yeah,
way too early.
And Jamie, you are on deck. So let's look at Jamie's team real quick here as we are in the middle of round six. And Jamie has no quarterback, but he has DeMarco Murray and Andre Ellington and Joique Bell. He has Calvin Johnson and Andre Johnson. It's a good team.
I'm about to take my third receiver. I feel like I'm just taking all trendy players at this point.
Andrew Luck just went. Golden Tate just went to Jamie. Little quarterback run here in round six, guys.
I have a lot of Lions.
Right, because all of a sudden everybody's looking at the quarterbacks that are left and they're going, how can this be that Matt Ryan and Colin Kaepernick and Andrew Luck and all these stud arms are still out there? Yeah, I don't blame anybody for taking a quarterback in round six. And this is probably the point where you start looking for a quarterback if you devalue the position. If you're like Jamie and you say, well, there's no way I'm taking one in round one, and there's probably no way I'm taking one in round two, and you want to load up on other positions first, round six is the perfect time to start getting into it with quarterbacks.
Jordan Reed off the board and Tom Brady off the board. I would say I might be looking for a quarterback here, but now you're starting to lose value because so many of them are going. And also, I already took a tight end, so I feel like I have to take a wide receiver or a running back. T.Y. Hilton goes off the board. All right, here are some guys in my queue, and you tell me if I'm crazy. Kyrie Robinson, David Wilson, Jones-Drew, and McFadden. Is that crazy in round six?
I don't mind
two. I think
Robinson's too soon.
Robinson's too soon.
Jones-Drew is probably okay.
Jones-Drew's a good pick.
Yeah, I'm not taking McFadden unless it's very late.
And my team right now is LeSean McCoy and Ray Rice, Keenan Allen and Brandon Marshall, and Julius Thomas. Other wide receivers. See, the wide receivers have gotten a little thin here.
Hey, is Romo still out there?
Yeah, Romo's still out there.
I think you got to look at him in six or seven, depending on whether or not Tobin has a quarterback.
Is there a wide receiver that I should be?
Oh, then that's his round seven pick is Romo.
Is there a wide receiver? Yeah, Emmanuel Sanders.
Oh, I don't know.
I like him.
I've got two really good ones, so I don't know that I need a third one.
If you just say there's a receiver you're looking at, you just
Well, it could be a flex.
You could take a gamble on Eric Decker.
All right, let's go MJD. Let's go MJD. And Dave, I think when do you think I could get Jay Cutler? Because I think I'd rather wait a round or two after Romo
that,
and get
the two guys that I'm targeting are Cutler and RG3. Uh-huh. So you and I are going to be fighting it out for those two guys.
Well, what if Romo falls to you?
Romo's in that conversation too, yeah.
All right, I took MJD. And
maybe it's important to take a quick look to see how many other teams need a quarterback, Adam.
Yeah.
You do. Chris Towers does. Jamie does. And Nathan does. So there's only four teams left.
So that means am I comfortable looking, with four quarterbacks?
Right. If there are four quarterbacks left, you can wait until you're up late in round eight to get your quarterback. So who are the four? Do you like the quarterbacks that are left?
Definitely three. Romo, RG3, and Cutler. And then after that, it's like.
You're like Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
Cam Newton,
Russell Wilson. I think if I took two of them, I could be in good shape.
And that's what you could do in round 8-9.
Oh, no, Sean was on the board.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe him. I would have taken him over MJD. Who would you guys have taken?
Well, you're up. Take him now.
No, he just went.
What if I took both Raiders running backs? Is that stupid? That's stupid.
It's too soon, but it's something you could think about for your 8-9 swing.
Well, I think. Kyrie Robinson is interesting. Is seventh round too early for Kyrie Robinson now?
Yeah. I think the fact that you're taking him ahead of Pierre Thomas.
So Pierre Thomas is the better?
Yeah, I'd lean toward Pierre Thomas.
What about David Wilson?
Way too early, Way Giants too fan. I mean, he might not play. you might just be lighting your seventh round pick on fire.
Pierre Thomas it is. And now I feel like fairly comfortable with my four running backs. Ray Rice, LeSean McCoy, Pierre Thomas, and Maurice Jones-Drew. Keenan Allen and Brandon Marshall, Julius Thomas.
It's a good group.
And you look at about the team.
And there's a lot of crap left at running back now. Like, there's not a lot to get excited about. As I look down, names that stand out to me, there's Kyrie Robinson. There's Marcus Lattimore. But I don't think round seven is the time for either of those guys. I don't think round seven is the time for Travaris Cadet, that's another sleeper running back.
Sean Green.
You're going to bang everybody over the head with Sean Green?
He's in the same conversation as Lattimore and Kyrie Robinson. I mean.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess, but not in round seven.
No, but that's what I mean. Okay. You're throwing out names.
That's the
group of guys.
I just, you know, Sean Green just isn't exciting.
I totally agree. I'm just saying, if you're talking about Kyrie Robinson, you're talking about those other guys. You'd rather have at least the guy who's shapes up to be the starter for a team by comparison to Kyrie Robinson, who's going to be at best in a shared situation, and Lattimore, who may not even be healthy.
Fair point. Point is that, you know, we're at the 76th overall pick in the draft, and the running backs look like pure, unadulterated garbage.
Yep. All right, so No. Sean Marino, Pierre Thomas, and Jason Witten are in round seven, the first three picks. But the only thing I'm going to say about the running backs looking like garbage is it happens every year where running backs who you didn't think much of on draft day end up being really good. So, you know, keep that in mind.
Yeah, but some of those guys are waiver wire pickups.
Yeah, absolutely. D'Angelo Williams goes to Jadarren Darst.
That was another guy that was in that conversation.
Jamie's on deck. So you're going to have your pick of quarterbacks here. As Torrey Smith goes.
Yeah, I'm not taking quarterback. I'm going to take. Well, because Nathan's the only guy after me that has to pick a quarterback.
Right.
And so. There's more than one that you're comfortable with, so why bother?
So I'm going to take my the guy who I consider to be the last elite tight end, and that's Dennis Pitta. I think he's going to have a huge year, especially with the addition of Steve Smith. So Dennis Pitta, to me, is an easy pick here.
I don't know if you should use the word elite, though.
Why not?
Well, because it implies that he is in the top tier.
He is, for me.
No, he's not.
He is for me.
No, he's not for you.
Okay, he is for me.
How could it be in the same tier as Jimmy Graham?
Jimmy Graham's a tier by himself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's the elite tier.
Fine. So there's the elite tier, and then there's the next best thing, and he's in the next
is
best
he
thing.
Is he there with Julius
Thomas?
Yeah, I think
so. I think so.
And you got him four rounds later.
Yep. I might Julius Thomas better.
I know. Yeah, but
I might put him there in a PPR league. I wouldn't do it in a standard. in part because of Steve Smith being there and being another decent target for Joe Flacco to fling at.
Who are some sleeper wide receivers we could be looking at now as we're into the mid rounds?
Receivers? There's a bunch.
So basically, I'm asking you, who should I put in my queue?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm looking Terrence at receivers. Williams. And
Eric Decker still on the board. That's a surprise at this point. Jeremy Maclin, now the number one guy in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Kendall Wright.
Oh, Maclin, sure.
Justin Blackman, you like to gamble on him.
He's already there, Jamie.
I'm probably going to take a couple of receivers here.
Reuben Randle.
Reuben Randle, good call. What about Jarrell Jernigan? Yeah, I agree.
Bolden, still.
You haven't said Mike Wallace, and I think their offensive line is,
Mike Wallace.
Their offensive line has already improved, will improve more. Here's some of the most recent picks, by the way, after Dennis Pitta. Jordan Cameron, Tavon Austin, Fred Jackson, Eric Decker.
And Decker was my pick. It's a mercy pick. It's round seven. I need a number two wide receiver.
So you took a number three.
Yeah, so
I'm
going to end up. Listen, there's just nothing that I like back.
Oh,
like
Tavon Austin went before Eric Decker.
Yeah.
That's a huge surprise.
Yeah. So, and listen, the guys I would have taken here, Emmanuel Sanders got taken. I'm surprised that he went. Where'd you take him? Early round seven, Jamie?
I didn't take him. Jeff Tobin took
him. Where did he take
him? First pick around seven.
Okay. Usually I just think Jamie takes everybody who I like. But he would have been somebody that I would have loved to have taken here in late round seven.
Well, I can tell you that if Golden Tate had gone where I took him, I would have taken Emmanuel Sanders.
Okay. Well, those are two types of receivers that I think you can look at and –
those guys aren't going to make it to round seven.
I think they might
Who's
in a
that?
Lot of drafts.
Who?
Golden Tate and Emmanuel Sanders. Both will not make it to round seven. One might. And Sanders went the first pick of round seven. But I think by the time we get to August, the hype around those guys is going to be so big.
You think so with Emmanuel Sanders?
I'm in the middle of watching him.
Look, for whatever it's worth, what his career has been, he now takes the spot of Eric Decker. He's not Eric Decker. But he's playing with Peyton Manning, where he's going to get single coverage all day in a division that is devoid of great defensive backs. He's going to have his opportunity to get a lot of big plays.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to move him around. Think about last year. If Wes Welker misses time again, which is not going to be out of the question given his age, he's going to step into the slot role, and that's going to allow him to make even more plays. So, you know, it's the allure of Peyton Manning.
Yeah, it all makes sense. Now, is there another Broncos running back that if you took Monte Ball, you should be targeting?
You could look at C.J. Anderson, but that's the late round guy.
And as a McCoy owner, you know, I didn't really have an opportunity to get Sproles, but should I have? He goes too early. You know, he's not.
I don't think that's the handcuff.
Do you handcuff LeSean McCoy?
Sure,
you can. I mean, as we saw last year, though, they're not afraid to use both guys. It remains to be seen if both will make the roster in terms of Bryce Brown and Chris Polk, but they're going to use somebody there. Darren Sproles is not going to take, you know, the rushing downs if LeSean McCoy goes out. Darren Sproles is going to stay in his role.
I think his best role is as a pure receiver at this point. I don't know how strong he is.
Yeah, 3 to 5 carries at best.
So here's round seven. Noshon, Pierre Thomas, Witten, D'Angelo Williams, Torrey Smith, Dennis Pitta, Jordan Cameron, Tavon Austin, Fred Jackson, Eric Decker, Kendall Wright, and Marcus Colston. Looking at Fred Jackson, I feel like maybe I missed on him. I should have taken him over Pierre Thomas. What would you guys have done? Jackson?
Over Pierre Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
I like Pierre Thomas' upside a little bit better. Again, led all running backs and receptions. I know that's big for you. You like guys who catch the ball.
I do.
And he was 1,000 total yards in that offense last year with the chance to be a little bit better this year. I don't think his reception is going to go up dramatically because he had 77. But I like his upside because if Spiller is healthy, Jackson comes down incrementally, not necessarily from – where you would have taken him, that's the right spot for him to go.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's going to miss time. I mean, you know, he played through all those injuries last year because they were so desperate and they needed him so badly.
I also think that, you know, obviously I couldn't take Spiller and Jackson at that point, but I can take Pierre Thomas and Kyrie Robinson and just sort of see how that shapes up or shakes out and maybe get
shapes
a Saints
up or shakes out.
Starting running back. All right, Dave takes Justin Blackman in round eight.
I couldn't bring myself to take Dwayne Bowe twice. He was in the.
Why
he
would
was
you
in
take
my
Dwayne
mind.
Bowe?
What?
Why would you take Dwayne Bowe?
Well, because he's the number one receiver on a team. That,
so what?
You know, but yeah, they're going to be run heavy. I can't buy into him. I've got him ranked too high as it is. So I passed on him twice. Once for Decker, who at least is going to get a lot of targets, and then Justin Blackman. I don't know when he's going to play. I don't think the Jaguars really know when he's going to play. But the fact that they still talk about that they want to keep him leads me to believe that he's part of their plans. And getting him in round eight, hey, it's the eighth round. I'm not really worried about getting great value here.
Now, when they take Sammy Watkins, what does that do for the rest of the receiving corps?
Well, I think they take Sammy Watkins just so they have a receiver that they know is going to be around. Because they, unless they know for sure that Justin Blackmon is going to be brought back before week one, which I'd be stunned by, I could see him serving another four-game suspension, to be honest. But he'll come back and he'll have some good numbers. Ultimately, I hate taking receivers that are catching passes from Chad Henne.
Are you saying that Jacksonville is going to take Sammy Watkins?
Yeah.
I think there's
almost
a decent chance.
Clowney goes one.
They're going to take
I think they would take Clowney if they had the chance.
They have the third pick.
Right.
They're going to take Watkins third?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
A
lot of the coaches love
the Jacksonville media is convinced they're not taking a quarterback, and they're going to go, if the draft goes as planned, with Clowney going one, Robinson going two, unless Clowney falls, they're taking Watkins.
Interesting. None of our mock drafters have that, including Pete Prisco. He has him taking Bortles. I don't know. Well, I guess maybe they – I feel like maybe they trade down, but Watkins going third seems kind of high.
Why?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not Greg Robinson or Jadeveon Clowney, and he's not a quarterback. So
this also has nothing to do with the mock draft.
Yeah,
there was a lull. Sorry.
Who would you say is the third best player in the draft?
Whoever the top quarterback on the board is.
That's the problem. Is that
they're going to trade down, I would think.
I don't think so.
Okay. Could be. We'll talk about it in May. round eight so far looks like this. Michael Floyd, RG3, Justin Blackmon, Riley Cooper, Reggie Wayne, Lamar Miller, and Jamie. We'll pick Romo?
Yeah.
I think it's got to be Romo.
Oh,
yeah,
I really hope I get Cutler.
Worked out really well for me, you know, Nathan taking RG3 where he did. I would have been happy with RG3. I would have been happy with Cutler. I think you'll be happy with Cutler unless
Chris Towers snakes him from me.
Right, then you're stuck with Foles.
Well, if Chris is smart, he'll look to see if there's anybody else that needs a quarterback before he makes his pick. He'll see that you do, and then he'll realize, well, I got
to
take Cutler. Now, he also might
Foles.
Think that he wants...
I don't think you want to take Foles either.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine either way, though. Like, really, is it that bad,
Chris,
if you take Rick
swear,
Foles in round nine?
If Chris Towers takes Jay Cutler, I'm going to be really mad at
okay.
him. One pick before me, by the way. All right, after Tony Romo goes, we got Larry Harstein on the clock. Hey, let's just look at Larry's team. Let's have fun with it. Larry has Aaron Rodgers, Eddie Lacy, Rashad Jennings, Victor Cruz, Demarius Thomas. I thought he was a Targaryen there, Jamie. Sorry. Jordan Reed and Torrey Smith. I'm all caught up. Ready
excited
for Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so cool.
He needs a running back
desperately.
By the way, if it gets to you, Mike Wallace is a steal.
No, I need a quarterback.
Yeah, but Tobin already has a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, you're
so
right.
Mike
you're
Wallace,
right.
Not that it matters depending on what Jeff's going to do. But
yeah, Mike Wallace would be good here because I only have two wide receivers, right? I have Brandon Marshall and Keenan Allen. I have four running backs, McCoy, Ray Rice, MJD, Pierre Thomas, and I have Julius Thomas. I like this team, especially if I get Cutler. But if I don't, Chris Towers is going to pay.
Yeah,
all right,
so
Larry Harstein
Larry,
took Jeremy Maclay. Come on, Larry. You need some wide receivers, dude.
You mean running backs?
Yeah.
You said wide receivers.
I did. I know.
He took a wide receiver.
He needed a running back, though.
Yeah. But the guys that were best there were who? Kyrie Robinson, LeGarrette Blount, Sean Green, Jamie's guy, who he loves so much, still out there? Or did he get picked? No, he's still out there. So he could have taken Sean Green.
All right, Chris Towers is on the clock.
Round eight in an April draft, with the Titans situation being what it is, probably would have been the right pick.
How high are you guys on Maclin, by the way, now?
I've liked him prior to this move better than Cooper, and I still like it better than Cooper.
Do you like him better than Mike Wallace? He's not even on the board anymore.
No, I would have taken Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace is still on the board.
No, I mean Maclin isn't on the board.
Yeah, I would have taken Mike Wallace.
Dave, Wallace or Maclin?
I think I have Wallace ranked higher. You want me to double check and
yeah.
make sure so I don't sound like a total
I like
check.
Wallace
yeah,
better
I've got
than
Wallace
Terrence ahead. Williams, too. I mean, that's a little bit of reach.
Yes, Chris Towers goes Andy Dalton.
Oh, so now you can wait. You don't have to take a quarterback.
Mike Wallace. Oh, if Jeff Tobin takes a backup quarterback here, things are going to get messy. But I'll take the risk. Mike Wallace, you're on my team. All right, Jeff Tobin, you've got two
Jeff
picks.
Jeff has to take Cutler here.
No, he doesn't. Come on, Jeff. You already have a quarterback. You got Stafford.
It's almost like Jeff.
No need to back. You don't need to back up Stafford. But seriously, no need to back up Matthew Stafford.
I don't think so, and I wouldn't do it in any kind of serious draft. The only way I would do it would just to get you all ticked off and get you angry and running around the room.
I think he's not here then. Tobin has a nice little team. He had the first pick. He's got Stafford, Jamal Charles, Shane Vereen, No. Sean Marino, Dez Bryant, Julio Jones, and Emmanuel Sanders.
It's a great team.
Could go tight end here. Who are the tight ends available? Let's see. Nobody great. Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, Rudolph, Greg Olson.
Yeah.
Did Jordan Cameron get taken?
Jordan Cameron's gone.
And Witten, too.
Oh, Greg Olson. There he goes.
Yeah. And right now, he's pretty much the number one receiver in Carolina.
By the way, I think I might have asked you this, but I might have forgotten. Was Jordan Reed ahead of Dennis Pitta a mistake?
Yeah.
Jordan Reed going ahead of Dennis Pitta.
Absolutely.
Did I ask you that already?
No.
Oh, by the way, I guess who just drafted Jay Cutler in the 9th round and stole the draft and has the best team? This guy.
Who sounds like
this girl.
A 5th grader.
All right, Greg Olson and Sean Green for Jeff Tobin. Jay Cutler for Adam Azer. And Chris Towers can eat my dust.
Now, right, let's look at Chris's team. How quick are you going to be to jump on another quarterback with Jay Cutler as your starter?
Would you take Foles? Comes back to you.
It depends. If Reuben Randall's there, I might not want to pass him up. We'll see who's there. Yeah, I could see myself.
See, there's some
Foles.
Quarterbacks that are still out there that, as far as backups go, they range anywhere from, fine to that's a pretty kick-ass backup quarterback.
Oh, you know, I think maybe I start looking at Bernard Pierce if he's still there. Because I have Ray Rice as one of my two starters.
Now, you know they're talking about adding another running back, right?
No, but it wouldn't surprise me, so sure. But, you know, I think at this point, you just kind of have to draft them what we know,
there's
right?
There's a little Bears in there.
What?
You sound a little
Bears. I think, at this point, you just got to draft on what you know. You don't worry about the draft. I know, that was terrible. What happened with the word draft there? Chris Towers taking forever to make his pick. He's flustered because he's saying, I should have taken Cutler over Dalton. Here's Chris's team. Dalton, Peterson, Reggie Bush, Toby Gerhart, Alshon Jeffrey, and Ty Hilton, Jason Witten, and Chris Johnson. What would you do if you were him? Wide receiver?
I would make a pick.
Yeah, I would make a pick, too. 2 seconds, 1 second, and we've suspended it and given him another minute and a half. It's got to – T.Y. Hilton's his number two wide receiver. He's got to go wide receiver here.
Yeah, Reuben Randall would be a good pick for him here.
Sure.
Anquan Boldin.
How about Marvin Jones?
Marvin Jones, Dwayne Bowe?
Yeah, Dwayne Bowe. I round 9, it's fine.
Okay. And that rhymed, Dave. There aren't going to be a lot of picks at this point where you're going to be like, oh, what? Right?
No, there could still be some pretty crappy picks.
Could be some. Chris Towers has halted the draft. So how about we review everyone's team? Dave, Matt Ryan, Monte Ball, Alfred Morris with Steven Jackson as your potential.
Are we going the whole length of the draft with the show?
No. We're at an hour already. I mean, we don't have to do like the last three. How many rounds is this?
35.
What do you think?
Go through round
12 10. Round?
Sure.
At least 10.
Why don't we go
see where we are. We need Chris. Chris Towers made a pick. Danny Amendola. Dave's got Matt Ryan, Monte Ball, Alfred Morris, Eric Decker, and Antonio Brown, Vernon Davis, Steven Jackson, and Justin Blackmon. So you got Eric Decker, and your backup to Eric Decker is a guy who might be suspended for the first 4 games.
Yeah.
How about Reuben Randall? Take him?
I got a couple receivers in the queue.
All right.
If I get Dwayne Bowe in round 9, I'm going to be fine with that. And Marvin Jones is in the queue, too.
Dwayne Bowe is like...
He's gross.
Yeah, so why take him? Take a guy who could actually be awesome for you. Bowe doesn't have that chance, does he?
What would it take
James
for him
Jones,
to have
your
that
boy
chance?
Is there.
70 catches. Not so much anymore.
Martellus Bennett. Can we make the noise for Martellus Bennett?
Noise.
Knicks.
Hakeem Nicks. But what do we think about Martellus Bennett?
I love the dead air that happens after you read a bunch of names and we just kind of sit there.
I'm blaming Towers for that. He ruined the mojo.
Just sit there.
But he made my team.
All right. Well, on the plus side, we do have a visitor.
Oh, Darce is here. Darce, took Martellus Bennett. You idiot.
Here, Darce, you need a mic?
No, I'm just kidding, Darce.
Here.
Let's get Darce here. All right, Darce, let's talk about your team through 9 picks.
Okay.
You've got Tom Brady, who every year you're going to be like, he's Tom Brady, man.
I know. And remember, Azer ripped me, and then he traded for Tom Brady in our other league.
Yeah,
last year.
When Gronkowski came back. That's a smart owner.
Why did he give up Brady?
I got Romo. I was so disappointed. He's so annoying to have in fantasy.
Tom Brady, Matt Forte, Zach Stacy, Cordarrelle Patterson, Jordy Nelson, Martellus Bennett. Your bench or your flex could be Stephen Ridley, and you've got Terrence Williams and D'Angelo Williams on your bench. Jamie, what do you think of Darce's team?
I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
I'll give you my own opinion of my own team.
What do you think about your own team?
First of all, I wasn't too happy, but, you know, as you look at these lists and you look at the running backs.
You stole Matt Forte, I remember.
It gets scary.
It does a little, yeah.
And, I mean, look, I had Zach Stacy, and he's a top 15 running back. That's scary.
I think they liked that pick. That was a really good pick.
You did like that pick?
He was a steal.
And then, you know, I like Jordy Nelson as my number one receiver. He's good.
He is good.
The only thing is,
if
I didn't take Stacy, I could have gone the Dez Bryant route. But then I was saying, you know what? I'm going to be in trouble at the running back position. So
no, you made the right move.
Yeah.
Maybe. Jamie, did he make the right move going Zach Stacy as his number two back over Dez Bryant?
Yeah.
I'd rather have Zach Stacy and Jordy Nelson than Dez Bryant and not even Reggie Bush.
Rice. You would have had Dez Bryant and Ray Rice.
Yeah, see, I almost looked at Ray Rice, but I know, Azer, you took him behind me. I was looking at Ray Rice, too. And then I had Cordarrelle Patterson.
Dave just got so pissed.
I had Patterson, by the way, but I could have taken Wes Welker or Julian Edelman there, too.
Dave took Dwayne Bowe. He sold out. All right, I'm sorry, Darce.
No, it's all right. I took Cordarrelle Patterson.
I'd love that pick.
Just to go a little higher risk. I mean, I could have taken Wes Welker, the safe pick, or the Edelman safe pick, but I went Patterson. I think he's going to have a big year.
Yeah, Dave says he loves it.
I know, we're sharing mics here. You want to lean in?
Did somebody tell you to come in, or did you just come in on your own?
I came in on my own because, I mean, we're at the draft now where it's in the ninth round. I figured it would be okay to come in. And you're not going to analyze my team after two picks.
Well, let me ask you this, Darce. Look at the running backs that just went off the board in round 9. Danny Woodhead, Darren McFadden, Kyrie Robinson. Do you think maybe you could have gotten some late round value there?
I mean, Woodhead. I like Woodhead. I mean, he gives you some value late, but I don't know. I mean, some of those guys, again, you're not starting those guys at your number two, one or two spot. You're starting those guys at a flex.
Correct, but I'm they're bench players.
Are you still talking about Darce's team? Let me look.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about bench players if I could have taken those. By the way, I knew Azer was going to take either Jay Cutler. I thought you were going to take Romo again, but you passed on him a few times.
Oh, yeah, I would have taken him if he fell to me at that point. You missed it. Chris Towers took Dalton over Cutler, and I was very happy.
Yeah, why did he take Andy Dalton there?
Dalton was like a top five quarterback.
He was the fourth
best
quarterback last year. I can understand looking at that and saying, okay, maybe he's going to do it again.
No, I can look at that and say he will not do it again.
I want Darce to stay here for his 10th pick.
Okay.
We're almost done with round 12.
All right, well, I think my draft – all right, let me see. I'll give Dave the thing back, and I'll look at my picks.
And, Dave, you can talk about why you got so mad last round when you took Dwayne Bowe.
I was all set for Kyrie Robbins. Why does this thing smell like pickles?
Did you eat pickles?
I did not have pickles.
Kyrie Robinson was who I had all queued up and ready to go. Would have loved to have had that running back depth on my team. But he got taken right in front of me, so I settled for the Dwayne Bowe show. And if you can't tell in my voice, I am just so excited.
So why didn't you take someone
Dwayne
else?
I could have looked at Marvin Jones, but I think he might make it back to me.
Yeah.
And it's not like me to take five receivers in a draft, but that's how it's kind of looking.
Why you could? I mean, you could take in Bolden. There's not great options, I suppose.
There are still some quarterbacks left that I like a lot, but when am I ever going to start them ahead of Matt Ryan, Nick Foles, Cam Newton? I'm probably going to let somebody else get those guys.
All right, let's review round 9, shall we? We'll do 10 rounds and check out the rest on the website. Sean Green, Jay Cutler, Danny Amendola, Martellus Bennett, Hakeem Nicks, Reuben Randall, Danny Woodhead, Darren McFadden, Kyrie Robinson, Dwayne Bowe, Kyle Rudolph, Mark Ingram.
And I got Jones in round 10. So all is well that ends well. I'm done with wide receiver for the rest of my life.
Joe Polito's on the clock. Joe's a good drafter. Let's see what Joe's done today. Kaepernick, Giovanni Bernard, Fred Jackson, and Kyrie Robinson. Michael Crabtree and Randall Cobb. Jimmy Graham, Wes Welker as his flex, and Riley Cooper. I love his team. Number 2 running back is weak, but with Jimmy Graham and Crabtree and He's winning. I haven't looked at all the teams, but that's going to be
hard.
You
like Joe's team the best.
Kaepernick, Bernard, Jackson.
Yeah, it's all. I mean, look,
Bradtree, Cobb, Graham, and Welker.
Most people are going to look at Giovanni Bernard and not necessarily say number one running back. Again, by the time we get to August, I think you realize that he has the chance to be. But running back's a weak spot for him. But, yeah, his team's got a lot of potential.
Yeah.
Oh, but now you, he just took the Seahawks in round 10.
What's wrong with that?
I don't think that's necessarily bad. It's not bad for him to take the top D in round 10.
And a Patriots fan takes a Patriot.
Another Patriot, by the way.
I mean, yeah.
When's the last time Brandon LaFell was a 10th round pick?
Let's see. Peter Madden. Let's do the Patriots count.
Brandon LaFell, 113th overall.
Peyton Manning.
Interesting.
He has Gronkowski and Brandon LaFell.
All right. I get one of my favorite sleepers right now.
Which is?
Kristen Michael.
And Darst?
Darst on deck.
Kristen Michael. Why is he one of your favorite sleepers?
Because of the expected workload reduction or injury potential for Marshawn Lynch coming off 400 carries. Have you not paid attention to every podcast we've done since
Jamie, I know why. I just want to make sure everyone else does.
Okay, well, you made it sound as if you didn't know.
No.
Sorry.
Darst is on the clock. Let's see what stupid move he's going to make here.
Hey, Darst, come in so we can insult you.
Did Bernard Pierce get taken?
Yeah.
Bernard Pierce got
taken. Why are you
taken?
Looking at my – you have no idea who he is, and you're looking right at my cue.
I actually wanted Bernard Pierce, and he took him, so I looked next on the list.
Yeah.
I look on the list. I wanted Bernard Pierce. The next person down in your rankings is Stephon Taylor.
All right.
So there.
Such a snake.
Stephon Taylor.
Anquan Boldin is still on the board, fellers.
Such a snake, Darst. Get out of here.
And Darst is hightailing it out of here. He's
Bye,
like
Darst.
One of those lawyers you see in those commercials for.
Thought there's no way anybody's like going to take Taylor, and then
around.
He looks at my cue.
Yeah, that was a pretty good pick. Good job, Darst. Well done. Anyways.
I don't know that that was necessarily a great pick, but you're looking for running back.
It's not a great pick.
It's good because
something.
Of the reaction.
It's
we
not
got.
A great
oh,
pick necessarily
sure.
for
great.
Him. For me, it's a great pick because I have Ellington.
Yep.
So, look, I think Taylor's going to be – I have Taylor too low in my rankings because he's going to score touchdowns there.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, guys. You can make fun of me all you want, but I'm taking David Wilson unless Chris Towers does.
That's fine here.
10th round and some reports that he's going to be okay and – he was a first-round pick for
I mean,
the Giants.
This is
this
is well past the time in the draft when you can start taking gambles. So if that's who you want.
Oh, it is.
Go crazy.
Oh, Chris Towers took Brian Hartline. That doesn't bother me. David Wilson it is. Last pick of round 10 and last pick of the podcast, Jeff Tobin.
Easy. Wonder who he's going to take.
Who is he going to take? Oh, yeah, Anquan Boldin.
Boldin,
that makes
nice
sense.
Pick.
Let All right.
Slide that far.
So round 10 was this. Zach Ertz, that one's kind of snuck in there. Marcus Lattimore, Marvin Jones to Dave, the Seahawks, LaFell, Bernard Pierce, Michael Crabtree, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, Stephon Taylor.
Who?
Kristen Michael.
Wow.
What did he say?
This just proves two things. One,
oh
that
God.
Adam has fallen asleep and you never pay attention to anything. Last week, the two of us in here alone... I just went on this whole diatribe about whatever it was. He repeats the same thing word for word right after the fact.
I'm going to start doing that just to test Dave. I said Michael Crabtree instead of Kristen Michael.
I heard Crabtree.
Yeah, he didn't make it to round
on.
10.
Yeah.
Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, Stephon Taylor, Brian Hartline, David Wilson, and Anquan Boldin. Oh, I'm on the clock.
I'm busy
sorry.
Trying to
in round
out what
11.
I'm doing in round 11.
All right, you know what my backup quarterback is going to be? It's going to be this guy, Cam Newton, just in case.
Nice Smart. Pick.
Yeah.
Is Foles still there or no?
Foles is still there.
Wow. You're taking Newton over Foles, huh?
Well, I have a lot of faith in Cutler, but even still, Cam Newton's like every time we kind of count him out, oh, he's off to a slow start, this and that. You know, they're onto his running. He still puts up numbers. They've got a draft to focus on receivers.
Scared to death of his offensive line, scared to death of his receiving core. I don't know how he's going to get to 3,300 yards passing. I don't know how he's going to get to 30 touchdowns. The surgery this offseason kind of bugs me a little bit less than that. The personnel has to be able to improve for him to see his fantasy stock go right back up.
All right, two things to finish it off. You guys are okay with taking the Seahawks in round 10?
Yeah.
Sure. Because
as of now,
I think
no,
that
no rookies
is still going to be great.
No rookies right now, you know, so that would push them down a little bit probably. But their average draft position, I mean, look, we talk about this all the time, how we value running backs more than other people do in other drafts and, you know, your average drafts, whatever you want to look at it. Defenses go much higher in most drafts.
But you know why. Auto drafts.
No,
that's
not true.
At all.
not when we get to August and you start to get to the real drafts in there. People take defenses early because a lot of people like shouldn't. To fill out their full starting lineup.
The but Seahawks.
But in this point, we're not talking about, you know, what in the end of the season is going to get you more value? Cam Newton, who you may never play, or the defense that's going to be number one?
They lost a lot on defense, didn't they?
Well, they did up front.
Some pieces.
They lost up front and a little bit in the back, but mostly most of their quality players are still there. They didn't lose any huge piece.
Oh, I still think they're going to be good.
They're still going to be very good. Listen, the top 12 average for fantasy DSTs last year was 13.1 fantasy points per game. The Seahawks scored at least 13 fantasy points in 13 of 16 games. So 80% of the time, they were scoring what it took to be a top 12 DST. And six of those times, they were over 20 fantasy points. So far and away, the number one DST in fantasy last year. Scored nearly not that many more points than the second best DST. I think it was seven overall. But still, they averaged the most of any DST out there. And they had way more games with 13-plus fantasy points than other DSTs.
Well, it's good to be back. Thank you guys for filling in for me last week. I appreciate that. And I'm sorry to all of our listeners that I said some stupid things today because I'm out of the swing of things.
Yeah, but you say stupid things all the time.
That is true. And Michael Crabtree is a backup running back all of a sudden on the Seahawks. So we will talk to you next week. Check out the rest of the results, fantasynews.cbssports.com. Bye.
Bye. Dun, 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 dun.